go through Shadow of Estadis again like we did last time?
Yep.
Mass round circle. I'm going to start with Felix this time.
I'm just scratching my head, but alright. Secret art show where they you just blue tack up some of the little things that they've done, maybe have some rookie lilies.
No.
Because those are easy to paint. yeah, little Estonian bits and pieces that are fairly easy for a little one to paint. And just blue tack them to a wall, have a sort of pretend gallery thing. A part of the day where the little ones get the sort of a degree of free will within an area.
Okay. One thing that is really important with young kids is giving them agency. So giving them choice about of what they would like to do. So I was thinking of setting up small activities that they can freely choose in an area that they could go and pick what they want to do at that point.
Free play type thing.
Yeah, and it's good for their social and all with each other and getting connections together.
Lily mentioned the same thing actually, so that's good.
Free play but with
supervised.
Supervised free play. And you still as a leader, you still need to interact with them with that. Get down to their level with that. But let them choose. And if they're a bit standoffish, then go up and go, hey, what would you like to do with that? Shall we go do this? Shall we go do that?
Cool.
Cooking something like Pipat Gogid, where it's easy and it also goes in the oven so that, no knives involved, goes in the oven, which will kill off all of the grotty little germs that they have on their grotty little hands. And bush...
Bush Kita. So Bush Kita is starting to come more and more in Australia. It's a lot of European countries that do it where they go out with the younger kids and pick an area that is a bush area, natural area, where they can explore, use their imagination and just explore with nature of that.
I've heard a bit about Bush Kinder.
Yeah. And there's a lot of good places for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just gotta make sure there's no ants around. But
yeah.
Erica.
Yeah. There's ways around.
So like I said before, having a structured, themed Kinder Gym session, are things I do, things that are really popular, superheroes or ninjas or whatever.
Having them dress up for some activities.
If you add a theme to it, they can crash around. It's really fun, especially for some of the boys at that age.
Can we let them loose on naughty B groupers, a army of ninja?
And then score for inspection. Send the C groupers in.
For the youngest ones, F troop, you can do finger painting, a lot of musical music kind of orientated things with their parents, whether it's following along with a song or whatever, or musical statues and everything. And then also had the idea for the older C group was doing mini carnivals of what they do in B group and A group, mini swimming carnivals, which would take a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. Or a mini relays and everything like that, which makes them feel a bit older, they're doing things that would prepare them to get into B group for the older kids.
My next. Oh, cool. Yes. So we had car rally. Bring back the car rally.
Yes.
No one has bad memories.
Remember the idea that we had that year? It was Teddy Bear's Picnic.
So
bring
was
bringing
fun.
The toys. Using Ellen and Mario for culture stuff.
I'm pretty sure that they're
cultured.
I think it's just assumed.
Yeah. Try and keep Mario away from
Kim. Yeah, that's true. One thing, important thing that Ella made a point of was just to introduce, if people are rostered on, just to introduce them at the start of each session. Just because you're only with the kids for an hour and kids can take such a long time to get warm up. So it's really important to be this is our friend Ella. She's actually Merida from Brave. You should talk to her about shooting hours. make up a story about them just so it gets them excited too. Show and tell, and try to introduce Estonian into that. If they've got a teddy bear for Christmas, just say, this is what it is in Estonian. I don't know what it is in Estonian. But keeps art stuff. Estonian TV, Lotte. Yep. Cards and frisbees, set of paper plates, pasta necklaces, arrowroot biscuits, like sticking round stuff on them. I know there's dietaries, blah, 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 whatever, but anyway, just say this. Handprints, the shadows, tying together scavenger hunts, but with a bit of a narrative. So, like, hey, I'm a fairy and I've lost my house, or like, I've, like, making a story about it, or you need to go find me things so that we can rebuild our house, or something like that. We're making a scavenger hunt. Pet rocks. Free time, yeah, like playground, using the tennis courts, using the parachute, all the general fun stuff. Scream and shout. That's the one where, like, you take a big breath and you just run and scream for as long as your breath can carry you.
That's the best.
Personal favourite of my song.
That's something as well, like, you could do screaming chats where they pretend to be tired.
Yeah.
You have to scream, and take a deep breath in and get them to pretend to be played and scream. And once they stop screaming, they stop.
They stop running, exactly. That's it. Making stuff, like, for their skit prep, so like making cat outfits or whatever it is their skit is, having a dance party.
Regardless of what their skit is, cat outfits.
Just cat outfits, yeah, sort of animal outfits.
Oh, dear, put you in charge of secrets.
Cats everywhere. Swimming, obviously. Christy. And an idea that Ella actually had years ago was having a group buddies. You know, like every year six and you have a kindergarten buddy? I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, we never kind of eventually.
No,
we just roster a group on for them with a session.
Yeah, but that's just an idea. Kind of putting A groupers on with C group. Depending
not
on how many...
I wouldn't do F troop. Like split F troop and just have C group with A group.
Rostering nightmare.
Yeah, so I don't know how.
Not our problem.
But it's just an idea.
So we've got C group for the 2 hours.
Yeah.
So C group's activity is A group buddies.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do it on the same day, but you can have one A group with them for every half hour session. Oh, that'd be too much.
Too much.
And then always C group don't always stay conscious for 2 hours.
They could do it for half an hour. Point. They could do it for like half an hour.
Fair point.
Yeah, so just an idea, just a buddy system so that they can also go to them and
that could present a problem if you didn't have enough A groupers willing
to. We'd have to see numbers.
Numbers,
yeah.
Depending.
Was that door meant to be left open?
No, because the heat is on.
Heat is
on. Eric. Thanks, Riley.
Yeah,
and
that's what we had.
Yeah, cool. So we're also a big fan of box cars. But why sort with cars? Box boats. Box planes.
Ooh. Box Viking ships.
Box Viking ships.
That's what we need to do.
Joe sculptures. Very simple, very creative.
Yeah, like the F-Troopers, you could just do like a messy plate. Where they just like...
Get all icky.
Yeah. And then the older ones, they can actually make like Play-Doh sculptures and stuff, just flour and water.
Various kind of interactive crafts. So like... tornado bottles, like you just glue the two bottles, stick up, and like the colours. Rain sticks, like stuff that is a little bit kind of kinetic, you know, they can make and play with. Similar vibe, yes. They're about like themed adventures, like, oh, we have to go rescue the princess in the castle. Oh no, get down the ground, there's a bear! Like, oh! There's bees, you have to yell at the bees to scare them off, you know?
As one does.
And a lot of the Tebow's picnic, Joe was talking about, she's had a Mad Hatter's tea party. Where they had little fake teacups from like what marshmallow and biscuit.
Yeah, you can like build them and like eat them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, which sounds really, really cute. More parades theme, like mask making and hat parade. They make their hat and they do a little parade. They could do her parade on the circus style and the hats. Storybook reading, so if we have someone very kind of expressive, they can like read a storybook and do like the voices and the, you know, sound effects and everything, and that can be, I think, fun. And Mad Libs with kids. Like, you know, choose a smell, choose a colour, and it's like the stinky Reese with his yellow hair walked into the circuit cell and he ate poop, you know? and also one thing I added just then was like, I think I did a few years ago, which they really got into, was like you trace around them on the footpath of chalk and they get to like draw hair and clothes on, they love like tracing around. Like you just like make a fun pose, and they like draw all around you. Yeah, that was. Oh, and do bloopers. Why not?
The one big feedback that I had last year from a lot of parents was that there wasn't much stuff for the 0 to 2 to 3 year olds to do.
Okay.
So as long as you're aware of that.
Messy play.
But it's not always just that, but they also sleep during our activity schedule time, which is annoying.
Another one.
My head was first.
Yeah, go.
Do we have access to debrief from the parents and that kind of stuff? Because
I do
like
have
that
a
secret.
I do have
be.
That for you.
Okay,
I can
cool.
get it
to.
I don't think anyone said it. Marble painting.
Zero to two-year-old can't do that.
Zero to two-year-old, the good thing for that is, like, talk beforehand, but if they get, like, a white jumpsuit or something, and just put a piece of paper or something, a big piece of paper on the floor, and let them crawl around and paint it all, it's a good sensory thing for them.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we should do that.
Then we've got big girls' butcher's paper and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be in C group. I was going to do some mad science.
I'm already.
And Tammy and I are going to dress up as fairies like the entire camp.
Cool.
C group.
Just because. Oh,
it's
a secret,
right? Just because, but we'll say it's for C group.
Let's make the camp we wish we want to attend.
Mm-hmm.
What are we
doing at fairy today? We're going to be fairies.
Right.
I'll get some new crowns. Mm. Excuse me,
yeah.
I'll make some
crowns. Explain non-Newtonian fluids to them with dough.
Wonderful.
Our dado that we sleep in will be full of fairy tutus and wings. Just so you guys
and cats.
Cats.
I was just saying that if you guys did that, you could put it in the cells and, like, where did you see the fairy today? Or, like.
Oh, yeah.
So just wear the fairy costume, like, just
fairy
for, like, eight
shorts.
You realize you give me permission to wear a fairy costume during camp.
Like,
yeah.
Mercy, you're the camp leader, you don't need
permission. I was going to say, like, I can give you permission for these now. Why would I have known this before?
It's the creative stuff, it's fun. Anyway, any other ideas for C group that these girls can potentially use? No?
Can we have those bits of paper?
I'm going to stop the recording now.
I was about to say, if you do have ideas throughout the time,